After September 11th, many Americans felt the desire to show their patriotism by flying the flag. Retailers quickly ran out of stock, and manufacturers added shifts to keep up with the demand. In India, a similar wave of patriotism followed the December 13th suicide attack on the Indian Parliament, but there was not a rush to buy flags. Ordinary Indians are allowed to fly the flag only 4 times a year. That is, until one man challenged the government rule that allows only high-ranking Indian officials to display the flag at all times. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Naveen Jindal is a 31-year-old industrialist who studied in the U.S. at the University of Texas before returning to India to work in the family business. It was during his time in the U.S. that he first began thinking that something was wrong back home.
I was inspired by seeing Americans taking so much pride in displaying the national flag. So I was like, wow, that's a great idea, you know. Why don't we do this in India? And when I came back over here and realized that it was not allowed, I was very surprised. I was like, no, this is not right. It must change. And I must change it.
In 1993, Jindal decided to fly the orange, white, and green Indian flag atop one of his family's factories every day and waited to see what would happen. It didn't take long for the local authorities to object. And so began a 7-year-long legal battle between a young man just out of college and that bastion of babudom and bureaucracy, the government of India. It's a battle that even India's Attorney General, Soli Sarabjee, says was unnecessary. The government's refusal to allow ordinary citizens to fly the flag, he says, totally irrational.
The thinking which underlay the prohibition about flying the flag by all people except certain dignitaries was the apprehension that the flag would be misused and due respect for the flag would not be observed by the majority of the people except those dignitaries, which personally I thought was rubbish.
So did Naveen Jindal, who spent a great deal of time over the years trying to convince Indian officials that allowing people the freedom of expression guaranteed by India's constitution would in no way dishonor the flag.
When we keep idols of deities in our homes, or when we keep holy books, whether it's Bible or Gita or Ramayana, I say they don't lose its value, you know. In fact, we show our faith in those, and in fact, we worship them. So I said this fear that just that if people are allowed to fly the flag will lose its honor. It's just the other way around. In fact, the flag will hold much more meaning for people.
Jindal and some civil rights activists here say there was a hidden motive behind the government's reluctance to allow people to fly the flag. Since independence, they say, the flag has become a symbol of power and privilege, one government officials were loath to relinquish or see diluted by allowing just anyone to fly the flag. Human rights activist Ravi Nair.
The bureaucracy felt that flying the tricolor had to be confined to the rarest of the rare, the fewest of the few. So it was only Supreme Court judges, cabinet ministers, army officers above a certain rank. It's all the symbols of modern-day Indian apparatchik, what you had, the kind of dachas in the old Soviet Union and the old specialized shops for the nomenklatura. Well, we have our version of that.
But on Saturday, Republic Day, all that will change, in theory at least. The government last week decided to remove the restrictions on displaying the flag, thanks largely to Naveen Jindal's efforts. But the timing of the government's decision has some here wondering about a political motive, given the current standoff at the border with neighboring Pakistan. Why, the conspiracy theorists argue, after 7 years, has the government suddenly given in? Is it to whip up nationalist sentiment or just a coincidence? Naveen Jindal, the flag bearer, if you will, in this battle against the bureaucracy, says he doesn't care about motives, just results.
You know, our whole democracy is built on trust. So we have to trust the people of the country. You know, it's their flag. If they want to display it, they are free to display it. So I'm really happy that now a consensus has emerged on this.
Or as the Hindu newspaper asked rhetorically in its editorial welcoming the decision, if an Indian cannot fly his flag in India, where else can he? Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.